analysts are gearing up for potential volatility Thursday. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. USDA's prospective planting and quarterly stocks reports come out tomorrow, with pre-report estimates for soybeans at more than 91 million acres and corn planting area expected to fall short of 90 million. While most traders anticipate the forecast will be close to these estimates, the question is, how much deviation will it take to move the market up or down? More after this. North Star Commodity Chief Analyst Mark Schultz says soybean acres should overtake corn for the first time in 2018, and the first strong signal for that is coming tomorrow when USDA releases its prospective plantings report.
The trade looking for 91.1 million acres, up from where we were last year at 90.1, so about a million more acres of beans and possibly about a million acres less on corn. Now, with that said, I still think a lot will hinge on how we are in planting and where the pace is. But for right now, if a person had to look at the weather conditions at the present time, we're still colder than normal, wetter than normal, at least wetter than we were last year. So it looks like it's going to be a later spring planting time frame here, which probably would lean a little bit more to the bean scenario acreage than it would be to corn. So I think the trade, you know, with a guess of 91.1, I think any time if you came under 90.5, probably is friendly to the market. I think anything that starts going over 92 million acres would be bearish to the market as far as the price is concerned. In corn, looking for 89.4 million acres, I think if you would come underneath anything under 89, probably starts leaning friendly. Anything that starts leaning towards under 88.5 probably starts getting more to the bullish side. On the flip side, if anything goes over 90.5 million acres, probably a little bit more on the pessimistic side.
While planting projections could spark price movement, Schultz tells Brownfield the quarterly stocks numbers might be more significant to the market.
If the corn stocks number, which their trade guess is a pretty low, I think 8.7 billion bushels of corn, if it comes underneath that, it would imply that we're using corn at a faster rate. The acreage can still shift. In other words, corn would probably have to start going up on ideas to make sure they start getting some extra corn acres down the road here. Beans, on the other hand, looking for a bean stocks number of 2.030 billion bushel. With what we have on some issues with possible with China on trade disputes, and that also would be something.
Schultz says a bean stocks number under 1.95 billion bushels and corn stocks below 8.65 billion would be viewed as friendly. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.